Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emerton of the Paulus Fathers. In the first half of today's Gospel, Jesus is describing a divided family. Daughter against mother, son against father, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Well, you get the idea. Everybody's divided. And Jesus seems to indicate that he may very well be the reason for the division. Some people believing that he is, in fact, the Messiah, and others flatly refusing to believe that he's the Messiah. There really are no winners in divisions and divisiveness like this. We have the same kind of divisions in our families today, and not only in our families, but also in our faith communities. We have those Catholics who think that they know exactly how you are to be a Catholic, and there's no other way to do it but their way. Or certain individuals and groups believe that there's only one way to pray, my way. Or there's only one language you should be using for prayer, Latin. Well, these kinds of divisions are simply divisive, and they are not helpful at all. And we also have bishops that act as very bad parents. To be a good guide, or a good parent, or a good leader of a faith community, one has to be supple, one has to be flexible, giving as well as receiving, and forgiving many, many times. I met parents when I was in campus ministry in West Virginia. I met parents who were hell-bent on the major that their sons and daughters would be taking in college, and had no regard at all for the desires or the aspirations of the student before them. In many ways, it was well-meaning. Parents want the best for their children, seems to be obvious. But in the end, this created lots of divisions and crushing damage to the student. In the second half of today's Gospel, Jesus is showing how very easy it is to be a follower of his. Just give a cup of cold water to someone who is thirsty. Do it in Jesus' name. And that's how we follow Jesus. It is so easy. Who is to say how or when we give that cup of cold water? Just give that cup of cold water to someone who is thirsty. Who are we to say how to pray? How to experience the divine presence in one's life? There are innumerable ways that we can experience the divinity that is surrounding us all of the time, every time, and everywhere. It is good to share our experience, our strength, and our hope with others who are trying to find their way spiritually. But we can't make our way a rule or something absolute. There is no one way to pray or an absolute way to pray. The mystics in the church, Teresa of Avila, St. Francis of Assisi, John of the Cross, they were all in one way or another on their own track and did not always follow the law or the rule of the church. They were all in one way or another rebels within the community. And it takes a rebel to be faithful to the gospel, because the gospel is calling us to move into an area of our lives that we oftentimes feel uncomfortable, even if it's giving a cup of cold water to someone who is desperately thirsty. Sometimes we might be afraid to look odd or weird or out of place. And yet, that's what Jesus is calling us to do. We need to see unity where there seems to be only division. We need to offer healing when there only seems to be nothing but hurt. We must trust and we must forgive, especially when we don't want to.